when COVID came around and we all became outspoken, yourself included, about the potential dangers of the vaccine and about the origins of COVID-19, and just questioning the official story as we've learned to do over the years, because basically everything the government tells us is a lie, we've learned to question the official story. And when everybody's repeating the same story, you're like, I'm not sure I'm believing this, because everybody agrees in the media. So they've been given a script. The real thesis of the documentary is that we're not gonna take this line down. If it goes to discovery, it's over for them, because then we will see all of the skeletons in the closet, in addition to what's already been admitted. And the reality is, what's been admitted is insane.
Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. We are an uncensored video platform, and that's the topic of our interview today, because there's a powerful and important new film that's just being released by Ty and Charlene Bollinger. And we're joined today by Ty Bollinger to talk about this new film, which is called Censored, The Fight for Freedom. I believe that's the name. Ty, welcome to the show. Did I get the name right? Is that the film?
It was close. You're 90% there. Censored, The Fight for the First Amendment.
Oh, The Fight for the First Amendment.
It is about freedom of speech, so yeah.
100%. Well, I haven't seen the film yet because you're just finishing it up. I've seen the trailer. It's powerful. I also contributed to the film, so thank you for using some of my clips. But let's set the stage here, because you and Charlene are two of the most maliciously censored and blacklisted people in the entire history of our country. And that's what led to the creation of this film. So you want to give us the backstory and why this film is so critical, and then we'll tell people how they can find the film.
Yeah, sure. I'm one of the most censored people in the world, speaking to another one of the most censored people in the world.
True.
So, you were actually the OG of censorship.
Yeah, I've got like badges and medals for all the deplatforming I've endured. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, we mentioned that in the film. And thank you for your contribution, by the way. Fantastic interviews that you did for the film. But we mentioned in the film that you were the OG. The reason that you weren't in what was called the Disinformation Dozen, which is what really prompted this film, was that you'd already been so censored and deplatformed that you hardly had a presence on any of them.
That's true.
They'd already banned you. So, back in 2020, 2021 time period, really, is when the censorship really hit us hard. We've been censored heavily on Google and YouTube before that, but when COVID came around and we all became outspoken, yourself included, about the potential dangers of the vaccine and about the origins of COVID-19, and just questioning the official story, as we've learned to do over the years, because basically everything the government tells us is a lie, we've learned to question the official story. And when everybody's repeating the same story, you're like, I'm not sure I'm believing this, because everybody agrees in the media. So they've been given a script. So what happened with COVID is we started questioning, you started questioning, people started questioning. And in 2021, they came out with a list that was created by what was called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. And that was a group out of London, England. And they put out a list called the Disinformation Dozen. And Charlene and I were listed as number three, behind Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Mercola, in the 12 most dangerous people online spreading disinformation about COVID and COVID vaccines.
And all you were doing was trying to show people to question what's in the vaccines, to question the emergency approval process. You were just actually encouraging critical thinking.
We were actually citing CDC and FDA websites that said that the vaccines might not be safe.
Right, right.
You know, it wasn't like we made this stuff up. We didn't know much about the vaccines, and so the information we found was literally on government websites, and we found documents from a meeting from October of 2020, before COVID. I think wasn't COVID, didn't COVID get released in December 2020? I think, was it 2020? I can't, the years.
No. I think it was late 2019. It was in China.
Okay. Was it late 2019?
Yeah. And then 2020, okay. It spread through the United, well, supposedly spread.
Oh, that's,
and then,
that's right.
And then
that's
2021 right. Is really when the vaccine came out and got pushed.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. So, the meeting that we got a hold of documents, and we published these documents And we talked about them online, and this was one of the things that we got blasted for, but it was an FDA meeting, what's their biologics committee? I can't think of the FDA biologics committee that looks at vaccines. But anyway, they came together to meet in October 2020, which is right before I think they released the vaccine for COVID. And all these side effects that we are seeing that we knew that we were going to see, they had them listed in a PowerPoint presentation.
I remember that. Yeah.
Sudden death, stillbirths, miscarriages, cardiovascular problems, you know, cardiomyopathy, all the things that we're seeing. They knew that that was going to happen because of the vaccine, but they still authorized it for emergency use. And so because of some of these things that we were saying online, we got, you know, blasted as part of the disinfo dozen. And then, you know, shortly after that, a reporter showed up at our house. I didn't even know it had happened, honestly. COVID was a weird time. Remember, it was almost like COVID was a blur during some of the time.
I know, but real quick, though, before you continue, I want to say that CCDH was tied to intelligence services.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's a tie-in. This is the deep state that was behind all of this to push this in order to suppress voices so they could convince more people to take these deadly jabs. That was the whole point of this.
Yeah. Yeah, they were deeply tied to both U.S. and British intelligence.
British intelligence.
Funded in part by George Soros. So, you know, it's the dark money that is behind CCDH was pretty phenomenal. And Sayre G did a great job of exposing that.
Yep.
But we had a reporter show up on our property shortly after we were listed as part of the disinfo dozen. And as I mentioned, we didn't even know that we had been mentioned until I started getting emails and texts and a bunch of calls from people and people that I didn't know. And I'm like, this is weird. What's going on? And then I think Erin Elizabeth, who was part of the disinfo dozen, contacted Charlene and she was like, oh my goodness, look at this. And so at that point we realized that we'd been targeted. And so then shortly after that, a reporter from a local news station here in Nashville showed up on our property. They were trespassing. They were filming on our property, scared my little girls half to death because there's two men on the property filming. And I hopped in my truck. You've been to our house. We have a big hill at our property's on. And so I had to drive down to the base of the property to where they were. And, you know, I'm always packing. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have to shoot these guys or what's going on, but they're trespassing on my property. And so I drive down and they're filming. They're filming on our property. And they're like, hey, you Ty Bollinger, we'd like to get an interview with you about the disinfo dozen. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, well, I can make two choices. I can do the interview, or I can tell them to take a hike and they're going to spin it to where Bollinger was hiding something. We were on his property, ready for an interview. He refused to speak with us and they were filming. So I went ahead and gave him the interview. But, you know, the interesting thing was during that interview, Mike, is that even though we were part of the disinfo dozen and we were accused of spreading information that was killing people, they couldn't name the reporter could not name a single thing that we had on our website that wasn't true.
Yeah, exactly. And let me add too, basically you were named as enemies of the state. I mean,
yeah.
And there's a movie by that name, Enemy of the State, right? And you were named as an enemy of the state. And there are repercussions for this. Can you talk about some of those repercussions, not just being silenced, but the inability to conduct business? I mean, some people have been debanked. Some people have been denied e-commerce accounts. Some people have been denied, you know, investors or business relationships. Can you talk about the cost that, you know, the real cost of this?
I mean, it cost us tremendously because what happened is because we had huge followings on the social networks. We had huge followings on our YouTube channel. Biden actually mentioned us from the podium. He mentioned the disinfo dozen, said the disinfo dozen are killing people. And within 24, 48 hours, if I remember correctly, YouTube took down our channel. You know, we had hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and that was a way that we were reaching people. We had millions of subscribers on the social media. Those were taken down. So it really hampered our ability to conduct business because our whole business model is sharing this information with new people that haven't heard. And then, you know, we have DVDs, books, things that we've produced that they can buy on the back end, you know, and that supports our business. That supports the way that we are able to continue to share the truth is by people buying stuff. You have to generate revenue somehow, and that's the way we did it. And before the Disinfo Dozen, and it drastically hampered our ability to make any money. I mean, it has over the years since that happened. The last 4 years, 5 years, it's devastated our company. You know, we recently had to lay off almost everybody that we'd employed for the last 10 years because we just can't generate the revenues anymore because nobody hears the message anymore.
And that's all by design. That's what it's designed to do. Yeah.
So it literally financially hamstrung us for
Whereas
years.
If you were willing to sacrifice your principles and to tell people to take the jabs and eat the glyphosate, you know, drink the fluoride, oh man, you'd have 100 million followers. You'd be super wealthy by now because you have a very strong work ethic, but you refuse to compromise.
You know, we did, and that's one thing I can say that Charlene and I have always tried to tell the truth, no matter what, and we've not been overly concerned about the ramifications financially from it. And so, as a result, we just told the truth. And we kind of knew after the Disinfo Dozen hit, man, this is going to really hurt business, but doesn't matter. Because who cares if it hurts your business if people are dying because they can't access this information? And, yeah. And that's kind of the dirty secret that a lot of people don't talk about is not only did they censor us and kill our business and hurt us financially, way worse than that. I mean, we're still fine. I mean, you know, we're living in a country where we haven't missed any meals because of it. You know, we're still fine. But there's people, millions of people, I would say, that are dead because they didn't have access to the information that we wanted to share with them or that you wanted to share with them because we were so banned. We were so
That's
censored.
Right.
And so think about the families of the people that are now 6 feet under that could have been still alive maybe if they'd had access to the information that big tech, that the government colluded with big tech to censor and to stop them from getting information that could have saved their lives. That's the real travesty in this whole thing.
That is a really critical point. I've said that, for example, Google is complicit in the mass slaughter of over 1 million Americans. So are other big tech companies. So are elements of the government, the FDA, the CDC, and big corporate media, et cetera. Now, let me mention the site for your film. It's called censoredfilm.com, and we're going to show people the screen, and we'll show the trailer at the end of this interview, by the way. But folks, if you want to watch the trailer and get the film and also help support Ty and Charlene Bollinger with the truth about so many things, then you need to see this film, censoredfilm.com. Do you want to add anything about what else people can find on the site?
Yeah, so they go to censoredfilm.com. You're going to see the trailer. Just sign up to watch the film, and then we're going to release it. We're planning on releasing it Friday, February the 20. What is it? The 7th? Friday the 27th. Let me look at my calendar here. Yeah, Friday. We're going to release it Friday, February the 27th at 8 p.m. Central or 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. So okay. It'll be Friday, and we'll send people a link to watch it. And it's just going to be absolutely free. It's a 1 hour documentary. It's not like our past documentaries that have been multiple episodes. It's 1 hour, and it really chronicles our case and your case. That and the real thesis of the documentary is that we're not going to take this line down. We're going after the censorship industrial complex, and we're suing them because of the way that they have harmed us and the way that they have violated our constitutional freedom of speech.
Yes.
By censoring and banning us. And so it really focuses on our two cases.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, yeah, your company and my company are both suing the whole censorship industrial complex, as you say. They are fighting it like crazy. They've been fighting venues. They've been fighting. They don't want it to get to discovery. Because they know, yeah. As you know, if this case can't be dismissed and if it goes to discovery, then my God, it's over for them. It'll all be exposed. That's where this is headed, right?
Oh, yeah. If it goes to discovery, it's over for them because then we will see all of the skeletons in the closet in addition to what's already been admitted. And the reality is what's been admitted is insane.
Yeah, true.
This shouldn't even... You know, we have the same attorney, and He's told us that our cases, that there's more evidence to support our cases than any cases he's ever seen in his 20 plus years of practicing law.
That's right.
It shouldn't even be a case. But, you know, justice system is corrupt and so forth. They're going to try to get out of it. But we're pressing onward. So the real focus of Censored is our cases. And it started out, I started creating this a couple of years ago, and it's morphed into this, into that. And in the last 6 months, it really solidified into focusing on our cases. So,
yeah.
And so all they're going to find on censoredfilm.com is a trailer that they can sign up. We'll send you the link to watch it. It's absolutely free. We're not selling it. We're not selling DVDs, nothing. We're just letting you watch it. We want to share it. We want people to be aware of this, be aware of our case. And the only ask is that if you support what we're doing, if you want to keep freedom of speech in America, we'll have a donation button that you can donate to help us out.
Oh, that's huge. Everybody go to censoredfilm.com and just put in your email address, watch the film, share the website. I'm going to be plugging it for a long time here. And I can't thank you enough, Ty, for what you've done here, putting this together. Now, it's critical for people to realize that you and I, you know, your company and my company are spending a massive amount of money to fight for the free speech rights of everybody else. We are not here just fighting for us. You know, we are the victims of mass censorship and blacklisting. We are spending the money to fight this through the court system, and probably, you know, easily this is going to cost over $1 million. But we're doing it in order to fight for the freedom of everybody. You want to talk about that and your motivations behind this lawsuit?
You know, yeah, and that's a great point. It's cost a fortune for us. In total, yeah, pretty darn near $1 million between the two of us, and it's just getting started. Hopefully it won't last too much longer. Hopefully that it doesn't get dismissed. I'm confident that it's not going to be dismissed. Our attorneys have a great strategy, and I really believe that we're going to win this. But the reason that we're doing it is because if we don't, then the freedom of speech in America is gone.
That's right.
And that's one of the reasons that I love our attorney, Jeffrey Graber, and you do too, because we've spoken about that. His whole, the reason that he wanted to take these cases is for his children. He wants to have a free America for them to grow up in. And so yeah. do we, and for our grandkids. And I know that you want the same for everyone. It's just to have a freedom of speech. And if we don't do this, who's going to? If we don't take them to task, they'll continue to do it, because a bully continues to bully until someone takes them to task.
That's right. That's right. And so none of us are safe if we're living in this environment where the government can collude with corporations and overseas NGOs, and they can launder censorship, and they can shut down the voices and the platforms of anybody they target for any reason. And that's what they did. So I love the fact, you know, I really consider you such an incredible friend and colleague because of how much you're fighting for this. And I also want to point out something else. You said earlier that your primary motivation of telling the truth was to help save lives, to help people make better choices. And you mentioned that people that were denied access to your information, many of those people are dead now. And that's true. Many people are dead. But you and I both, we are demonstrating what health looks like and what making good decisions looks like. And I want to thank you. You inspired me. Because of your fitness, you went through, you know, a resurrection of fitness and weight loss. And I've seen your gym photos. You're unbelievably strong and fit. You inspired me. I've been on a fitness track for 1 year now, with kettlebells and things like that. I feel better and stronger than I ever have. And I think you feel the same. I mean,
yeah.
So thank you, Ty.
Oh yeah, of course, brother. I'm happy to inspire you. You've inspired me and Charlene in so many ways over the years. It's great to be able to pay it forward or give it back or whatever you want to say with you, because it's really cool to be able to go back and forth and text about the kettlebells and what you're doing and what I'm doing, and it's very encouraging. And I think that, you know, we got to live. I think that what sets us apart, and this is not in a lofty or haughty way, but it's just truthful, is you have to be real, and you have to walk the talk. And so many people in government are phony. So many people, yep, that we look up to are just complete frauds. They're total phonies. And so I feel good about getting back in shape, getting in the gym, eating a clean diet. I know you do too, with your kettlebells and walking in the forest with your dogs and all the things you're doing, which is pretty incredible. I don't know that I could do what you're doing outside. We're both in our 50s. So, you know, we do what we can to stay in shape and stay limber and all that, but I'm not sure I could do your workout, but I'm proud of you for doing it.
I think you could.
It's inspiring to me.
There are very dangerous large Texas mesquite thorns that I occasionally encounter when I'm running through the forest. Yeah. That's a fun one.
I saw the picture of the thorn that poked through your shoe yesterday.
Yeah. If that had gone in my foot, that would have really been something.
That would have been an ouch.
They're like 2-inch thorns, but that's Texas. And I admit, I decided I'm going to work out outside from now on. And I was out there when it was, 30 degrees, kettlebells with gloves, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm not going to let the cold weather stop me. Just going to keep doing it. But my point in all of this is, you know, you eat healthy, you eat clean. I do too. I've got my, you know, my typical clean food smoothie here. If people follow our information, they live longer. They live better and healthier. They have more joy and more abundance and more longevity. Why would the state not want people to live longer and healthier and happier?
Well, you know, it's dangerous when you try to get in the mind of a madman. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't understand why they wouldn't, because you and I, being just normal human beings that care about other human beings, can't understand why you wouldn't want someone else to have a good life. But, you know, the more that I learn about the disgusting, perverted people that are ruling the world, it's not surprising that they want to harm us. They're evil.
The Epstein class.
They're evil people that hate other people and want other people to suffer. So what, I can't relate to that personally. I don't think you can either. I know Charlene can't. Most people would just want the world to be a better place and for people to live in abundance. But the people that are ruling the world don't share that same desire.
And unfortunately, the most evil people control all the doorways. They are the gatekeepers of information.
Yeah.
On all the mainstream platforms. Now, how can people follow your work directly? You know, what are your other primary sites besides this film site?
Yeah, thetruthaboutcancer.com and thetruthaboutvaccines.com. Those are our two main websites.
Perfect. What about your Substack? You have a Substack.
I also have a Substack, a TTAC Substack, yeah.
No, I love your Substack articles, by the way. I share, and every time you send one to me, I'm sharing it.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Yeah, you're doing great work there. Is it, again, that's just ttac.substack.com?
Yeah, it's thetruthaboutcancerofficial.substack.com.
Oh, okay. thetruthaboutcancerofficial.substack.com. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a URL. That's a sentence.
That's a sentence.
Okay. Perfect. And then the film is at censoredfilm.com.
Yes.
Okay. We're about to wrap up this interview. We're going to do another part, but is there anything else you want to add here for part one?
You know, I want to thank you for participating in it. You've always supported us ever since when we first started The Truth About Cancer back in 2014, you were literally the first guy that I interviewed on our first quest for the cure.
So, no kidding.
Yeah. And I still remember that interview. It was a film studio that was kind of like in a little barn area that y'all had converted. It wasn't a barn, but it was just an old kind of a shack, which is really smart because no one would know from outside that it was just a shack, but it was your film area. And I still remember doing that interview. And,
oh, you're spilling all my secrets now.
Yeah.
my camouflage secrets.
You might want to cut that part. But
No, I'll keep it in. It's a,
yeah, no,
we no longer film in a shack, but we did. We did. Because we don't get free money from propagandists and governments and tech companies and vaccine pushers. You know, we gotta fund our own stuff.
Yeah, and I know you've been offered money. We've been offered money to compromise, and we won't. And there's not enough money in the world to get us to compromise what we think is right, because it's in the end, we all have to give an answer to God, to a higher power for what we've done. And
that's right.
No amount of money is going to make us swerve off of the road of telling the truth and doing the right thing. It's just not worth it. Temporal riches or fame or glory or whatever you're after, they're temporal. They don't last. You got to do something that's eternal. And, you know, helping people live better lives, sharing the truth, that's something, an eternal thing that we can keep with us.
Absolutely. All right. So the site is censoredfilm.com. And I really want to encourage you, go to the site and sign up there, but also more importantly, tell people about it, share it, go on your social media and post about this. Again, the film is free to watch. It's a donation model. And if you feel in your heart that you want to help support what Ty and Charlene are doing, then go ahead and offer a donation. But Ty, thank you so much. Now, stay tuned. This is part one of the interview. We're going to continue with another part of this conversation coming up. And I'll remind my audience that part two will be available at brightvideos.com, which is my new video site. I had to shift over from brighttown.com to brightvideos.com because X is still banning links to brighttown.com. And we're suing X. It's part of our lawsuit. We are still suing X, and X still refuses to drop the ban of brighttown.com links. So imagine that. So this is still an ongoing battle, but you can catch me at brightvideos.com. Thank you for watching, and watch for the second part of this interview coming soon. Take care.
What is the price of a dangerous truth? For Socrates, it was hemlock. For Jesus, the cross. History's greatest truth tellers and bravest voices share one fate: silencing.
Censorship is the disease. Freedom of speech is the cure.
Today, the weapons are digital. The censors wear suits, and the battlefield is your mind.
The government didn't merely pressure social platforms. It orchestrated a coordinated campaign to transform them into instruments of state-sponsored censorship.
Witness the exposed conspiracy, an unholy alliance between government power, big tech, monopolies, and billionaire-funded NGOs to control what you see, think, and say.
They took a foreign, dark money-funded hit piece, amplified it from the White House podium and across thousands of media outlets across the world, and they used it to try to erase us from the public square.
The government, its NGO allies, and big tech didn't just silence us. They colluded in a criminal enterprise to label the truth as disinformation and silence the truth tellers.
Government is a disinformation factory running three shifts, 24/7, 7 days a week, churning out disinformation.
But now, the silenced are launching a counterattack, not with protests, but with subpoenas, not with signs, but with lawsuits.
This lawsuit exists to expose their crime and restore the right of every American to speak freely.
They have dragged the most powerful entities on earth into court.
This is about preserving the U.S. Constitution and our God-given right to freedom.
To demand one answer: by what authority do you silence us?
If they get away with silencing us, with our huge reach and millions of followers, they can and will try to do it to anyone.
They censored the speech. Now they must defend the silence.
It doesn't matter if you're a conservative or liberal or an independent, because sooner or later you will utter something that offends those in power.
We were the test case. You are the target.
Find the truth. Join the resistance. Visit censoredfilm.com.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.